The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's your mom's catchphrase or the thing she always says?
So many. The one that my brother and sister and I have just, you know, taken upon ourselves to carry on is, when I'm dead and gone.
Oh,
because that would always be her. Whenever we would be picking on each other or arguing with each other, she'd say, when I'm dead and gone, you guys are going to need each other. When I'm dead and gone.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So anytime we argue now, when I'm dead and gone.
Even now?
Yeah.
As adults?
Yep.
What do you argue about as adults?
Nothing.
Even if it's just silly bickering?
That's the thing. Like, it's always just silly bickering.
It's more ball busting, right?
It's silly bickering with the intent to get her to say that. Just to make sure she's still got it.
My mom is the queen of whenever we're all together and either we're on a vacation or whatever we're doing. The second you take a picture, she'll go, send me that. Make sure to send me that. Send me those.
Yep.
Send me all those. And then 5 minutes later, she'll go, did you send me that? And I'll tell her, like, hey, I'll send them all to you from the whole day later.
Yeah.
Like, she wants individual.
Yeah.
Needs it right
as soon as you take
it. Now.
She did it all this weekend. We were out for my sister's graduation. I'd go to take a picture. She'd lean over. Send me that. Send me that. Like, Jen, stop.
There are a million different iterations of as long as you're under this roof.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rick in Mount Pleasant said his mom hated the sound of chip bags, so her catchphrase was get a bowl, which my mom hated the sound of chip bags and the sound of chips being crunched. So as a result, I am still if we're riding in the car and I get anything crunchy, I am self-conscious that all of you are sitting there going, Jesus, quiet down.
Oh, you mean where we should say don't eat like a cow?
Yeah. Oh yes, you're chewing like a sow is mm-hmm. one that was said to me when I was a mm-hmm. kid.
Yeah, my mom would always get mad when I was chewing gum. It was especially grape bubblicious or whatever it was. And she'd always go, you sound like you're chewing your cud.
Mm-hmm.
I quit chewing your cud.
Oh, if anyone ever burped, it was bring it up again. We'll vote on it.
I'm just looking at this one from a list. Really? I never heard that one before.
Yeah. Me neither.
Yep.
I was literally about to read it and say, anyone ever heard that one before?
Yep. Bring it up again. We'll vote on it.
My mom's got a generational one that she said and her mom also said, because I remember it as a kid, which was MYOB, mind your own business. Mm-hmm. And when she was real sassy, MYODB, mind your own damn business.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'd always be like, what are you dad talking about? MYOB, child. Mm-hmm. And then her other second favorite was, I swear, you say mom one more time, I'm going to change my name.
My mom said that.
Which okay. was my favorite. I'd be like, okay, yeah. mom.
Yeah. Mom.
Yeah.
Kind of along the lines of MYOB. One of my mom's was, patience, it's a virtue. Learn it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I always thought when my mom said that, she didn't sound very patient.
Right.
But I only pointed it out just the one time. this one. My mom used to say, take that sweater off. You're making me hot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would get that a lot, too.
Right?
Like, what? What?
That doesn't make sense. I think I've said versions of that to the twins. I only had you because you live longer than dogs.
That's brutal.
Mm-hmm.
I like the, I brought you into this world. I can take you out of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. look with your eyes, not with your hands.
Mm-hmm.
See, my mom will say, look with your hands, not just your eyes. Like the opposite.
Mm.
So like when you're...
Like when you're like searching the pantry or a closet for something.
I think that's...
Oh, yeah. Okay, so it does work that way too.
This text, whenever I say I have a question, my mom always answers, well, I have an answer. Let's see if they match.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
This text, my mom still says, your attitude is going to get your assitude in trouble.
Such mom. Mm-hmm.
Text from Alabama. Oh. Our mom's answer to everything was, go eat a banana. Having a bad day? Eat a banana. Upset stomach? Go eat a banana. Bored? Eat a banana.
Yeah.
It really does cover all the bases.
Yeah. It fixes any situation.
Can't sleep, eat a banana.
It's perfect for all that ails you.
Okay, this is a mom statement that sounds like something a dad would say. From Tennessee. Whenever we would miss a turn and had to turn around, my mom, as she pulled into the driveway, would always say, oh, I asked these people yesterday if I could use their driveway.
There's a bunch of different versions of, I'm hungry. Hi, hungry. I'm mom.
Oh, God.
I'm bored. Hi, bored. I'm mom.
Mm-hmm. I
hate that one. Don't look at me in that tone of voice.
Mm-hmm.
Have any of you ever heard that?
Yep.
I used to say that.
You did?
Yeah.
To your kids?
No, I would say that to people like in college and high school.
Oh.
I don't know. I would have thought that I had made it up, but clearly I didn't. I must have heard it somewhere, but I always like saying, don't look at me with that tone of voice.
This one, this one's New Jersey tough from the Jersey Shore. If someone was coughing, my mom would say, could you go die quietly in another room, please? That is.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that one happening. 1-800-947-3979. What is your mom's catchphrase?
Ears, not years. What?
I assume that's a typo from earlier. Maybe not.
I don't know. Oh, don't write a check. Your ass can't cash.
Oh,
of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's classic.
Whenever my mom would say, what's up? If you said not much, she said, well, what's the much?
What?
You're like, mom, I don't want to talk about this
anymore.
That's
a trick question, mom.
I like this one. Not really a catchphrase, but my mom would always say, shut the effing door to the garage.
Yeah. I can feel that mom's energy sometimes in my life.
Yeah. But yeah, we're not heating the whole outside.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how many times one of the kids will leave the front door open in our house in the winter. We're just getting to the warmer parts of the year. And then there'll be two other kids standing in clear view of the door. Like, and I'll feel it cold from downstairs or in our bedroom, and I'll walk to the main area and look and go, do you guys know this door is open? And get a, oh yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. I'll just shut it and then go back to my life. You guys that are here in this room, you guys keep rolling on with your doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I said to Nikki yesterday, I was like, Nikki, you left the door open. We're sitting out on the deck. Nikki, you left the door open. Yeah. Why? I don't want to shut my toes in the door.
Good answer. Oh, good answer.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess it just stays open forever then.
Mm-hmm.
Text from Albany. My mom used to say to us all the time, and we never understood it, but we knew what she meant. You shut your mouth when you're talking to me. My mom always said bedtime for bonzos when we were going to bed. We never knew what it meant, but it always got us to get in the beds.
That's an old Ronald Reagan movie.
Is really?
It? Yeah, it was a chimp. Bonzo.
Oh, yeah.
Bedtime for Bonzo was a movie.
Whenever we were at a restaurant, if someone dropped anything, my mom would shout, Jenga!
Oh, I'd always hear, job opening.
My dad always said, just put that down anywhere, which I know you've heard me say.
Yep.
And
I love that one.
I love that one. Oh, just put that down anywhere. My mom, whenever I mentioned my period, would say, whew, save for another month.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot.
Anytime we asked what was for dinner, my mom's go-to was fried farts and garlic.
My mom would always say poop on a stick. I don't know why.
Why is it as parents we hate answering that question?
Yeah.
Oh, I know why. Because at least in our house, we're asked as three times a day or six times a day, depending on how many kids are there.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes it's the same kid twice. And I'll say, do you remember when you asked me that about an hour ago? And they will often say, nope, no recollection. Or one of them said, I do remember asking you, but I honestly quit listening as soon as I asked. So I needed to ask again.
I don't even have kids, and I hate asking myself that question. Also,
is that your least favorite part about life?
Is deciding what to make for dinner every day?
Yeah.
A little bit.
That's pretty wild. This person's mom. I'm not as green as I am cabbage looking. So is that self-deprecation in addition to saying I'm not as dumb as you think I am?
Yes.
Sorry, you're not young, but you look like cabbage.
Yes.
That sucks.
Yeah, bummer.
Oh, my God. John from Scranton. Anytime I had something bad happen to me, mom would say, see, God's punishing you. Jesus. No. Mom. Oh.
Wow. Way to push someone away from the church.
Or a way to give them the worst Catholic guilt in the history of earth.
I give it up to God. I'm a God warrior.
Whenever we would go to the bar or go out with our friends, mom would say as we're leaving the door, shots and doubles get people in troubles. Anytime my mom finds a good parking space, she makes sure to tell everyone in the car or even people nearby, live a good life, get a good parking space. Yeah, because buttholes never park.
No,
close.
Man, no. No.
Oh, my dad, I heard say this one. When someone's driving too fast, race on, fool! Hell's only half full!
What?
That's what someone said their mom says.
That's quite cumbersome.
It's old-timey, too.
It is.
Race on,
race
fool!
Race on, fool!
Hell's only half full!
It does. It does sound like something that would have been shouted from one Model T to another.
Yeah.
It does, yeah. Raise on, fools.
My mom used to say to all of us kids, this person writes, from Illinois, no brains, no headaches.
That's the bright side.
Did anyone's mom ever say, who's we? Do you have a turd in your pocket?
Oh, my God, what?
No.
No.
Or a mouse in your pocket?
No.
Uh-uh.
Nope, never heard that
My parents
one.
Said that. And this person wrote in, anytime I'd ask my mom for something for me and my sister or for the whole family, like, can we have pizza for dinner? She would say, who's we? You got a mouse in your pocket or a turd in your pocket?
Hmm.
And I always thought that was just dodging the question. You know I'm talking about our family.
Yeah. Right?
What do you think? I'm asking for the governors of the states? What
do you mm-hmm. I mean, as a collective.
What is your mom's catchphrase? 1-800-947-3979.
All right, a couple of responses to if they heard something fall. One mom would say, well, it can't drop any more from there. And then another one says, oh, that sounded expensive.
My mother used to say every time she came into my room, this looks like a cyclone struck in here. I don't know if it was in that voice, but that's what I imagined when I read it.
Cyclone.
Yeah. A lot of people go with tornado.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's really taking it international.
Maybe she came here from overseas.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, she was from Indonesia. Mine was just, it's a pigsty.
Pigsty. Yeah. Yep.
My mom used to say, if your aunt had balls, she'd be your uncle. That's like a strange beef with your aunt. I don't know what's going on there.
I don't know what that means.
That's also, if my grandmother had wheels, she'd be a bike. doesn't work unless it's in that Italian accent.
Yeah,
though.
Then it works.
My dad used to say, nuts, cried the queen. If I had two, I'd be king. It took me a long time to go, oh, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Various versions of, if your friends all jumped off a bridge, would you
insert whatever?
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Is there anybody's parents who didn't say, quit it or I'll give you something to cry about?
Oh, my mom, you say that all the time. Yeah.
Anybody? I bet Tommy's parents did not say that.
No.
Tommy, did your parents say, quit it or I'll give you something to cry about?
Oh, my dad would say that, which is funny.
Really?
Yeah.
But he never actually gave you anything to cry about, right?
No.
Tommy's like, no, he put me in a headlock and choked me out.
Yeah.
No, my mom was always the one that had all the catchphrases and the weirdities. So,
what was the catchphrase from your mom?
Oh, man. Her favorite one was always the... Yeah, like kind of the one with the bedroom. She would always say, I grew up on a farm and this is worse than what I've seen.
worse than everything. Let's see. When my mom was feeling overwhelmed and we'd ask for something, she would say, Sure, why don't I shove a broom up my hoo-ha and sweep the floor while I'm at it?
Jeez. Take it as a graphic, Mom.
Jeez, Mom, I just wanted to know if I could go outside. You dirty old battle axe.
Blind squirrel finds a nut. Yep. Whenever I say go outside and play in the street.
Somebody else wrote in and said, go dance on the yellow line.
Yeah, my mom didn't say any of these. These were all the things my dad would say. Like, you look like you want a knuckle sandwich. How'd you like five flying knuckles? Why don't you go play in traffic? One my of the, dad's super passive.
One so of these where funny. You sneeze.
Oh, yeah.
My mom used to say want in, like if you said, hey, I want some ice cream. She would say, well, want in one hand and take a dump in the other and see which one gets full first.
Mm-hmm.
God. I just want some dang ice cream.
Yeah, why do you have to make me think? Why do I have to solve a riddle?
My mom would just tell me that I knew where everything was. Hey, Mom, can I have a Coke? You know where the fridge is.
Ooh, that's a good one.
You know where the garage is. You know where the basement is. Whatever it was like, you know how to find it. Go get it.
I think I like this one. This text from New Hampshire. My mom said this in response to everything. There are two things that suck in life, not getting what you want and getting what you thought you wanted. She said it so much over my lifetime that she just smirks and flashes me two fingers now, and we know what she means. But that's a good phrase.
Mm-hmm.
I can see why she said that, because that is very, very true. Some of the greatest things in our career are the things we really wanted mm-hmm. that we didn't get that would have been bad. And I think about that in other cases, too.
That lady was a better wife, though. There would have been three things.
True that. Dumber Than the Show Trivia Revisited. That's next. It is the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.